And have you checked out the Mother Jones article, October 2014? On Urban Shield by Shane Bauer. I hope you do. I put a link on this page. Called The Making of the Warrior Cop. It raises questions we touched on during our August 31st, 2014 Waking Up Radio show, in which we discussed Nelson Peary's book, The Future Is Up to Us. And this is a quote from that book. Quote, we see what's happening. Are they going to try a fascist dictatorship? Of course they are. Are they already trying it in certain areas? Of course they are. They can no longer isolate a tiny fraction of the American population and impose such a dictatorship against them, not politically or racially or any other way. They've created a monster. They've created a section of the population that has to consume but has no way of being part of the productive process anymore, unquote. And I see it a bit differently. I agree that I see it differently because I'm looking at the notion of power being global and class being totalitarian. And that Zora, we're going to quote her towards the end of the show, later on, Zora was right, that they're just moving the slave quarters further out and that they cannot provide enough jobs for all globally. And I see it slightly differently because I see the fundamental raison d'etre of power not being endless accumulation for its own sake, but endless accumulation in order to create the world it wants. And we've been told this over and over, Kissinger being the most direct, and yet we never hear it discussed. Instead, we're only allowed or encouraged to discuss the notion that it's just about the corporations, not about the global statesmen who have a goal, a plan that they are moving us towards. We never hear that discussion. But where we agree, Peary and me, is that power has reached the limits of its ability to pacify enough people with incomes to maintain its legitimacy, to sustain broad popular acceptance of subject status. And I agree with him that it can no longer restrict its totalitarian tactics to a few targeted groups, that increasingly the entire populace has become the enemy, the target for power. And this I don't hear discussed over the airwaves either in the analysis of the Ferguson grand jury decision. The fact that it is a cross-racial outrage against the police state that is being marshaled against us. Because the airwaves is there, the media is there to serve power, to create a certain, to craft popular opinion in a certain direction. It's there to foster divisions, in short. Power is totalitarian towards its goal. And again, we have to think of that, think of what that means in a global sense. It either sees a use for us or it doesn't. And this is why we have to stand together globally, because it doesn't matter. Ultimately, if they cut the U.S. subjects, citizens, if they cut U.S. citizens a sweeter deal or, you know, guaranteed minimum income or whatever, and then we'll have all the pundits celebrating the rise of progressivism. Meanwhile, as Zora will tell us, the slave quarters have just been moved further out, and that's not acceptable at this juncture in our story. But what it feels like's happening is that power is rushing to increase urban tensions. I know they've been salivating over the possibility of race war, not being able or willing to accept the fact that that's not where this U.S. populace is at, thank goodness. Or the world populace, for that matter, barring a few exceptions. You know, the internet, as Nikola Tesla prophesied, means we can't be misled about each other anymore. We can't be lied to. And so the circumstances for us getting free right now are extremely propitious, and we're going to keep moving in that direction. But what it feels like is happening is that power is rushing to increase urban tensions that both occupy and reduce urban populaces by attrition. Accelerated negative health impacts included in that increased stress and violence, and then our dispersal. You know, they want the cities back. They want to disperse particularly wide awake populations, which means lower income. So we are being set up for conflict. And while we're told over the media that that conflict is white against black, they keep citing some Pew study, which supposedly is evidence in the minds of the pundits who get put out there to say this, supposedly evidence for some vast racial gulf. When what we know in our own experience is that there is actually a coming together. I mean, Barack couldn't have been elected otherwise, around wanting to be free from surveillance, free from this constant assault on our civil liberties, free from the oppressiveness of always having to struggle to survive. But the conflict we are being set up for, and I think this is clear, is the police and the people perceiving each other as mutual enemies. Which means that minimally, we the people have to begin countering these moves on power's part to divide us. It worries me when I very rarely hear it acknowledged that the issue is work, is the lever that control of where the resources go, who does what we can say, what we can do, that the lever of work, of the wage, dictates our behavior in a very, very deep way. It does convert us into something like a machine that says what it's paid to say, does what it's paid to do. And that means a totalitarian future. If we were to talk about it, we would see that when you restrict the ability of people to be free agents, to think and act independently, it means being set up for authoritarian rule, which we are, in fact, living in without discussing it. So instead of saying the police, I'm hoping we begin when we are referring to their acts of brutality against us, that we talk about the state instead and recognize that the police are paid actors just like we are in our paid employment. Very few people have the ability to say, I'm walking away. And the more mouths you have to feed, the less likely that option is available. And using the language, the state acknowledges that the police are being pushed internally. And those who are conscious and resistant within that microcosm of the totalitarian system, that little, it feels like a closed system, authoritarian system in and of itself. I mean, all jobs are. Makes it very hard to speak out. But if we use that language, the state, it's just in a small way of showing solidarity to those who are struggling within that box called the police force to figure out what to do. And we know there are plenty of folks like that. But what is very clear is the need for broad popular organizing for an authentically different future, a future that unites us and are moving toward it and in its achievement.